It's your girl KB and your girl Plan Doh. It's time to talk shit on Shit Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl KB.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Plan Doh. And on tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about, well, double standard again.
Round two.
This week's episode, we got the fellas.
Period. I feel like this is about to be like Mortal Kombat.
Fight.
Street Fighter.
I don't know about fight, though, you know.
No, I know.
Like, this is like, you know, we got, not fight.
No, not fight, but I did want to come back and revisit the topic because I just felt like we were speaking on something that we couldn't really speak on because we're not men.
Yeah, and I've been watching Kevin Samuels a lot lately, and I really do understand that we can't speak on behalf of men because
we're women.
We're not. So introduce the guests.
All right. So we have three co-hosts here with us today. And I'm actually going to give them the opportunity to introduce themselves. We're going to start with the gentleman to my right, returning guest. Introduce yourself.
This is DP, one half of Undaunted Podcast, Mr. Unpopular. Back with joining y'all and happy to be in the building with y'all again.
Thanks for coming back, friend. Wait, now tell us what's your
Undaunted Podcast. So if you type it in search bar on Spotify, on Instagram, Undaunted Podcast.
Okay. Next up we have
It's Tony Horton, one half of the Keep It a C Note Podcast.
Keep it a C Note, child.
Everything you can find a podcast, we there, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, everything.
Keep it a C note. They could just search Keep It a C Note and this is where you'll be.
Keep It a C Note podcast. You'll see that Benjamin Franklin with the cuss words over his mouth. That's us.
All right. And last but not least, we have joining us virtually is
Maurice Rush. I am the host of the My Brother, My Brother show, which is a podcast centered around mental and emotional wellness. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Facebook. Just look me up on my name, Maurice Rush. I look up the My Brother, My Brother show.
My brother, my brother. Welcome. All right. So did you guys listen? I sent you all the links. So I hope you all had an opportunity to really like listen, get some thoughts together. Yep. So before we get really, really into the topic, how did you enjoy the episode from last week?
No, I enjoyed it. I thought both of y'all made good points. There was a lot of double standards, but I think Plando made some great points as far as with how it was back in the day and women was covered.
Wait. You know, wait. The last time you was here, I think you was agreeing with Plando a little bit.
That's my guy. No, that's my guy. That's my okay. Undoubted. Period. That's my guy. All
right, what else were you
going to
say?
Nah, when she was talking about back in the day when women were fully clothed and men were showing their chest and, you know, back in the 80s and the 70s, you know, even if you look at Marvin Gaye or Teddy Pendergrass, they were the sex symbols showing more skin than women. So I understand, you know, that standpoint.
Okay.
There's a reason for that, though.
Yeah, like,
We're going to get to it, but... Give us your perspective.
I enjoyed the show. Now, okay. I did listen to it halfway with my shoulders up because I was ready to jump because I knew I was coming on the show. I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to, I know y'all ain't just say that. All right, bet. Okay. But I don't really know who that guy is that y'all talking about. I know his story about what happened to him and all this stuff. I never really listened to his stuff because I don't really get into the dudes that want to talk about how dudes supposed to be, how women supposed to be. You know what I mean? I can't get into that. So I heard his story, but yeah, I'm ready. Let's just say that.
Okay.
And he didn't listen to it, child.
I remember the Count It Up thing. That was one of the things I listened to.
All right, Reese, what you think?
Keep it a C note.
Always keep it.
I was ready to fight. I heard it. You know, my platform is more about like encouraging men and talking about some of those taboo subjects that you guys felt like it was a double standard around. So I feel like my perspective was unique and that a lot of the men that I meet and a lot of the men I have one-on-one sessions with are showing emotions and are, you know, doing those things to me. So I feel like I understand from a woman's perspective that you guys may not have seen that, but I feel like I'm glad that you guys brought the men on, because I think that it's dope that we get the men to share their perspective as well. So let's do this.
Okay, let's get into
brother
it.
To brother. Mm-hmm. Yes, child. Keep it a single. Undoubted. Right. Yes, child. Let's get into some things.
I'm going to start off with talking about your boy, Kevin Samuels.
Okay.
We talk about Kevin Samuels a lot on this show. I, for one, when I first heard Kevin Samuels, when I first heard the whole clip with him telling the girl you're average at best, I was ready to fight. The same way y'all was listening to our show, ready to fight, I was ready to fight. I trashed him so much on Shit Talk Radio, it don't make no sense. But then I actually was encouraged by a gentleman to just, like, try to understand where he's coming from a male perspective. And then I actually started realizing he actually got something to say. Maybe it's not the right approach or the right delivery, so a lot of times women miss the message. But he actually got some good things to say. And I really appreciate that he's encouraging family. I appreciate that he's encouraging togetherness, a dad, mom, and a house. You know, like the taking us back to the basics a little bit. And I just think that with everything, the way the world is going and women are becoming a little more independent, is taking us away from that family structure. So I kind of appreciate him. Planda?
As far as...
Your boy, Kevin Samuels.
Oh, because I'm like, all right, sorry. I like Kevin, I'm going to be honest with you. I think he tells the absolute truth. His way of saying it is a little bit harsh. And I think it's not so. I think what he's saying is, like, women always want to, like, for an example, yesterday he was saying something about most women have children coming into a relationship. Most women have children. So we were saying, like, shit, most men have children. Mm-hmm. So he was saying, did you know that 50% of men have children? And I'm like, in my world, it's like 80%. It's not 50. Like,
right.
It's like 80. So with that being said, I just think he tells a lot of the truth. That's it. Like, I guess if we're all in this world together having babies, it would, you know, if we're talking about double standards, like, yeah, most women have babies and so do men. Hello, we in here just we reproducing together. So that's my perspective on it.
And you caught me off guard a little bit. Y'all talked about last week about his delivery, about how he delivers things to women. Now, his messages, you said, you know, he makes sense with his message. How could he deliver it better as a man? Coming from y'all perspective, how could we deliver that message to y'all?
I like the way he delivered it, though.
So you like him giving it to you straight, no chaser?
Yeah.
So for me, I don't really know how he can deliver it better. I never thought about it and how he could actually deliver it better. Until I just knew it was offensive. Mm. Until I actually stopped to listen to what he's saying. And I realized it's actually the women that's offended by what he's saying. So they call him on a defense. Mm. And then he jumps to the defense. Mm. But once somebody actually calls him that's not being defensive, his delivery is actually not bad.
Right.
So I think the reason for us bringing you guys on the show, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about Kevin Samuels with men, because he's speaking from a male's point of view, and a lot of times us women misinterpret what he's saying. So I wanted to get a group of fellas to really tell us, one, if you agree with him in his delivery, or two, if you don't agree with him in his delivery, and if you don't, how, like you said, what can he do to approach the women? Again, we're looking at double standards, but not necessarily from the woman's point of view. Women can say, oh, men can do this, but women can't. But this week, we want to really get into what can a men do that the women can't do. I mean, what can the men do, however the hell y'all want to say it. I don't know. Y'all know what I'm trying
what
to say.
What can we do that y'all can't? Honestly, peace standing up without hitting my legs. That's it.
But it's not acceptable for, what can we do that's acceptable for us to do but not acceptable for you guys?
Well, so Kevin Samuels' point is, we always, so I think double, bringing it back to double standards, right? Kevin Samuels said, we always tell men what we want. Now, why? How come when he's telling us what women, what men want, why are we so offended? We always like, we don't want no scrubs. We don't want this. He got to have six figures, this, that, the third. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say, oh, you can't be fat, you can't be, you got to be feminine, you got to be this, you got to be that, now it's offensive. Like, which, so I guess, as far as double standards, like, what do you mean? Like, why he have to, you know, why can't he say it like that? We're not saying it. We're not handling it with a kid's glove or whatever. So why? So how could we? I mean, how? So I guess my question is, how could we deliver what we want without offending men?
But that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
But I want to give Reese, since you're virtually, I know it's kind of hard to jump in there. I want to give you the opportunity.
I hear y'all.
To get your input.
I personally don't like care much for Kevin Samuels. I think he's hilarious, don't get me wrong, so like I watch his clips like for pure entertainment value, just like I would watch like a Kevin Hart stand-up show or something like that. He cracks me up. But like as far as his content is concerned, like I mean, I take that with a grain of salt. I understand what his mission is, I understand the goal that he's trying to do, but I wholeheartedly agree with you, KB, in saying that his delivery is off. And if your delivery is off, then it doesn't matter what you're saying because no one's going to receive it. Like, I was watching the joint where, like, he told some girl she was built like Emmitt Smith and she could hit the A-gap or some crazy thing like that. I thought that was funny. Yeah. He was like, you 5'8", 220, you built like Emmitt Smith. You can hit the A-gap like a motherfucker. Like, legit. So I thought that was funny, but, like, you're not going to catch, my mom always says you're going to catch more bees with honey than you would with vinegar or something weird like that she says. So, like, I think that his message is going to be lost because his delivery is off. And I think that to do it in such a public format with such a public following, that with the goal that he's trying to accomplish, some of the things that he's saying will probably be more beneficial in like a one-on-one private session.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like if I get you in a one-on-one session, I can say, hey, you know, you're aiming for this. Maybe you should focus on this and that. It's okay. But if you're publicly humiliating people, people don't like to get humiliated. So I'm not a big fan of him. I don't know how he could deliver it better. Like, I think what he's saying in some regard is valid, but like the way you're going to, like, you can say, hey, you know, maybe you should lose some weight in a nicer way than saying you're built like an NFL running back. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's like my view on him. But like, I mean, I watch him because he makes me laugh sometimes, but like, I don't go out of my way to watch him. If I'm scrolling down my timeline and I see him, I'll check him out.
Right. So, I want to piggyback off of what you said before I move on. Plan Doe is saying she likes his delivery because, you know, if women are saying, you know, they want a guy that's slim, they want a guy that's dark, they want a guy that's whatever, tall, dark, and handsome. You know what I'm saying? Like, when women can give their perspective on what they want, they're not saying, nigga, I don't want you looking at like a fat marshmallow from, like, they're not, we ain't going in like that. You know what I'm saying? So, the delivery is definitely, you know, we might say, yeah, I want a guy that has this, that has that, you know, that come with this, that don't come with that. But we're not telling somebody that, you know, you don't have any value because you have children. We're not telling people almost coming across as saying like you're worthless. You know what I'm saying? Like we're not giving somebody like that much, like that type of disrespect almost. Whereas in, if he was to say, like you said, behind closed doors, if he was to say to a woman, well, hey, if you have a child, a guy will value you a little bit less. And that might be the same as that word. But behind closed doors, it may be received a little bit better. So, anybody else want to?
Yeah, I think that it's easy to appreciate that delivery until you're on the receiving end of it, right? So, like, when it's going at somebody else, yeah, say whatever you want to them. Like, I appreciate how you're talking to other people, but, like, if someone was to come to me and be like, you're too fat, you need to deal with somebody that's, you know what I'm saying, fat like you, or like, you need to get this out of your mind, that would hurt my feelings. And I'm from the realm of believing don't do stuff that's going to, you know what I'm saying, I try not to do things to other people that I know will hurt me. Right. That's just how I am.
That's because you was raised in the church.
Now I was raised in the hood.
But also the church. That's that church teaching right there.
But that's just kind of like who I am as a person. I've been on the receiving end of some really hurtful remarks from women. Not to go into too much details, but you know, there's a time in my life where I was dating a girl and she told me, my next boyfriend got to make 80 a year. You don't make enough money for me. You know what I'm saying? One of my close friends was told that he had a small penis by a girl before. Ooh. So like, there's been some very hurtful things that like I've seen, you know, women do to men as well, but not on that level or on that gratitude. And I think what tends to happen, you know, I might be transitioning, but what tends to happen sometimes is we get, men hold stuff in and we don't communicate as well, so we don't put that stuff out there. So you'll hold something up like that in and internalize it, and no one knows that you dealt with those scenarios. So that's where I think the double standard comes in. Not that it doesn't happen to men too, I just think that we don't show it in the same manner that women does. I'm sorry if I transitioned though, guys.
No, we'll bring it back. It's okay. Because we got someone else that needs to speak on Mr. Kevin Samuels, and then we'll jump back into the double standard.
I think there are a lot of layers when it comes to the Kevin Samuels situation and just how he's so polarizing when it comes to social media. But, you know, one of the first layers you got to deal with Kevin Samuels is his target audience. Mm-hmm. And the comment that he was, you know, referring to that his grandma's mom said, you can catch, you know, more flies, you know, with honey, you know, than vinegar. Yeah. But who want to catch flies? Mm-hmm. You know, so right. It's just like, your target audience, who you're trying to get your information out there. Also, he's not helping people navigate. It's more of chastising. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about the delivery, if you're helping young women find their way through the dating world or whatever you're doing, is a way you can do it without treating them like, you know, mm-hmm. they don't know their worth. So
right.
It's a lot
they
of
don't know, a lot of them don't know their worth, though. That's the point.
Well, yeah. Within trying to find it is a way of assisting a person. Mm-hmm. You can foster different things. You can nurture different things within conversation without chastising a person. And that's when his conversation is almost like, I've lived all the life that you want to live. I'm going to tell you what's for you. And that's mm-hmm. that's rough. We have a problem in society of generalizing things that everybody is not a cookie cutter situation when it comes to dating, relationships, or nothing. So,
and piggybacking off of what he said, just off the strength of that comment about she being built like Emmett Smith, like yeah, that's rough. That's harsh. Yeah, you got a message that you're trying to get across, and I could spin it for you just like that. If you want somebody like he said that the young lady wants somebody that makes $80,000, are you bringing the qualifications of somebody who deserves $80,000 person?
But that's the same thing that Kevin is saying, though. Yeah,
but he's giving it to you in a way that you may not hear it because you just insulted me.
Right.
And you know, we know in a fight, if I insult you and then say sorry, it may take you a while to hear that sorry. Right. You're still going to hear that insult that I gave you, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I get you on his delivery type way. You know what I mean?
Also, you have to find out, and I'm not saying that you can't take the approach to life where you can wear different hats, mm-hmm. but you got to find out really what your purpose is and mm-hmm. what you want to do. Do you want to be a comedian or do you want to be a motivational speaker? Because a lot of times on social media, it gives you that platform where you can, you know, be on the fence with that, like where you're making so many people laugh, but you turn it to a meme and then you lose some of the substance of what you're saying because people are just replaying that mm-hmm. one funny thing you said. So mm-hmm. a lot of times Kevin Samuels might have maybe 75-80% substance, but that 20% of Emmett Smith jokes or telling, you know, raising his voice or telling a woman like, oh, goodbye and hanging up on her.
Hanging up on her, telling her stuff. She in the danger zone because she's over a certain age and her ovaries is geriatric.
It's memorable. And it turns into a meme. Just like, you know, on my podcast, I was talking about Dr. Umar and how he's become so polarizing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
and
is.
A lot of times, not just women, men, we're giving people these capes and turning them into superheroes, and they're just social media faces that have a following. Yeah. So why does the things that he say hold so much weight? We put, as a society, especially in the environment of social media, we put too much stock. We invested too much stock into what Kevin Samuels said anyway.
True.
So that right there is the horse, you know, that's the elephant in the room that he shouldn't, his words shouldn't matter as much as they do at this point. We're looking at him like,
and it only matters to low people with low self-esteem. And actually, when you talk about your weight and your size, again, I think people miss the message. There's a lot of obesity. Like, and of course, you're not supposed to say, because you don't never know where somebody's thought process is at. But it's a lot of obesity. A lot of us is going to die, and we ain't even over some sugar. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, so I think people miss the message because he just so, like, first of all, it's entertainment. Yes, so, right, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm like, okay. But, yeah, it's entertainment. But, yeah, what's your height and your weight? And I think he's put, like, why aren't you with your kid's father? I just think we missed the message.
But so what I'm saying is, that's why I said I had to take and stop and listen to Kevin Samuels and actually push through the 20% of the bullcrap and get to the meat and potatoes.
Right.
Because, you know, if we're women and we're out here and we're single and we're this and we're that and we're this and we're that, and but we're still single, but most women do want to be married, most women do want to have children, and then we got to ask, like he says, well, why are you single? You know, once you can get through the meat and potatoes and we can actually, well, you're single, but you want to be with a man, so why don't you want to hear what a man is saying and what a man is feeling? So if a man is saying to you, I don't want to date a woman with children, hear that. Listen to that. And it may be a little late for some people who already have children, but now you can teach your daughters. You know, men don't really value that. You know?
Yeah, we have, and then, so men don't want to date a woman with children. We know that's false. Like, come on, we know. But then it makes you think. We know that's false, but it makes you think. We doing it all backwards. I have a child and I'm not married. It's like a reverse psychology. And I know we talking about double standards, but it makes you think a little bit. And something else he said yesterday was like, we spend all this time with a man, have his baby and everything, and we don't even ask real questions. I think his delivery is like, I just think a lot of times we miss the message, for real. Like, men don't want they don't want, so basically it's like reverse psychology. Men don't want women with children. It's like, you get that man's leftover. Go get your baby father.
Basically, that's basically what he's like, you know.
Bring it back.
It's not necessarily about a man. It's not saying like you don't have value because you have a child. It's more so like I heard him say, you know, a man when he gets with a woman, then he's got to deal with the child's father. He's got to deal with, you know, you needing child support from this man, and this child needing to be financially taken care of by the man. Now this new guy has to come along, and he has to fully take on responsibility, especially if you're going to get married. He has to take on a responsibility of this child. He's got to make sure this child, if they get married and the wife gets put on his insurance policy, so does this child got to be put on the insurance policy. You know, the child has to be, somebody's got to pay for the child to go to college. So if this is a six-figure man and you want a man with that's high value, now this man is high value, you have to pay for your child to go to college. Mm-hmm. So he's just talking about, so we're hearing him tell these women, oh, you already got it. Oh, you don't have no value, so we missed the message. Mm-hmm. Instead of him putting it in a better way so that women can understand, like, you know, and then a lot of times when a woman has a child, she don't want the step parent or the man that she's dating to discipline her child. Mm-hmm. And so it's so many things that come along when a man has to date a woman with a child. And here's the double standard of it on the woman's side. When you date a man, and this definitely probably don't pertain to anybody in this conversation, but a lot of men, they don't have their children full time. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this stuff, the woman that the man has to go through, the woman might not have to deal with on the same level.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I get what he's saying.
Yeah, like, I can speak on that because, like, my son lives with my ex-wife. Mm-hmm. So, anybody that comes in contact with me, anybody that I would come with after that, doesn't have to immediately think about my son being in their life as much. Because if me and this new woman were to get together, we get married, okay, my son doesn't live with me. He's going to be here, but he's not going to be in the house. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When it, as a man and a woman raising a kid, automatically it's three of us now.
Right.
I walk in this house. If I live here, it's me, you, and that boy. We are a family now. We're a new unit. So it's a whole different dynamic. Not saying, and what my man saying about men don't want women with children, that's bull. I think that's just a certain type of dude. You know what I'm saying? Some dudes can handle that, some dudes can't. You know what I'm saying? So if you get a dude that you want, he can't deal with your kid, all right, keep moving. But it is a different dynamic, but all of that can be worked out. You know what I mean? It's just how you come into it, what mindset you come into it with.
Right. So, one of the things we discussed on the show last week, which actually made us talk about, like, the whole show came about because I was listening to this comedian. I can't remember who he was, but he was saying that the woman that he's dating right now made him realize why it didn't work. And I've heard this saying before, but I never heard anybody say it the way he did. The woman that he's dealing with right now made him realize why it didn't work out with any other woman in his past. And it's almost like she's so decent, she's so thorough, whatever that means to him, mm-hmm. that he realized he was just, you know, fucking anything. He was sleeping around, messing around, and he thought, like, as a man, that this is what men, this is what boys do, this is what men do, this is what's fun, this is what's out there. And then he realized a lot of that come from not loving himself. Mm-hmm. And when we usually think about insecurities, when we think about not loving yourself, and we think about low self-esteem, that's usually only ever talked about in the context of a woman. It's not usually discussed about men. So we so used to thinking a man is strong, he's this, he's that. We never connect that this man may have some insecurities, or he may have gone through something in his life, and that's why he's running through so many women. So it was more so when we thought about double standards, it was looking at, is it possible, or do men have those issues? And I can't speak on it. She can't speak on it because we're not men.
This was one of the parts of y'all show last week that had my shoulders up. I'm sitting there, and I'm not going to speak on behalf of all dudes, but I'm going to say my mentality was the exact opposite coming up. My low self-esteem was when I wasn't getting any. Well, okay. What's wrong with me? Why can't I get it? Well, I'm not pretty Ricky or whatever. So when I finally started to get into the actual factual, it was like, all right, cool. It didn't validate anything for me. It was more of primitive. It was more primitive to my, I'm a hunter. I'm a conqueror. You dig what I'm saying? I see her. I want her. You dig what I'm saying? It wasn't connected to any kind of loss of my psyche. Like I was missing something. It was just a desire that I decided to act on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes we place too much stock on people's sexual conquest, even on women's side. If a woman has as many partners as she has, that's your business.
But if we say, so if we look at a woman and she running through men, the first thing somebody's going to say is she don't love herself.
They do.
That's the first thing they say. So can we not say a man that's out here running through women love him? Like, can we say he don't love himself?
I would say the opposite. I would say maybe she just enjoys sex. Like, what's nothing wrong with that?
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, I agree with him.
Yeah, I agree with what you said, and it's also the fact with you saying double standards, it seems like it's always going to be out there. Mm-hmm. Because when you just view society as a whole, when you look at males, we measure males by ego. We measure females by spirit. Mm-hmm. So when you throw those factors out there, it's always going to be that machismo factor, that primitive factor, mm-hmm. where I've conquered this. Mm-hmm. This okay. woman, you know, I've been wanting it, and this woman slept. So it's a numbers game. Mm. And with males, we've turned so many things in our life into stats. Mm-hmm. And it's just like an adding up. It's cumulative. Like, what, this year going to be better than last year because I'm going to have more money, have more women, more this, more that. it becomes a quantity game where with women, it's more about quality. Mm-hmm. And it's been like that for so long that it's turned into a standard in society. Mm. And once something is a standard, you can be judged by that standard. Mm-hmm. So a lot of men, they fall into that black hole where their fathers, their grandfathers were living up to that standard and they don't know nothing else. But this is how I'm going to be defined and this is how I'm going to be measured by how many women love me or mm-hmm. are into me.
Or want me.
Yeah, or want me. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
I could be again. So guys, listen to what you just said. Listen to what you just said, though. You said a standard of how many women want me or love me. So is there a lack of love on a man's perspective, on a man, like, let's dig a little below this, like, consciousness, yeah. or below this subconsciousness, and let's really dig deep. Like, is there, because you guys are so used to thinking of it on the ego level, what's driving the ego? Is there a lack of love somewhere?
It might be that.
Yes, yeah, so I think that, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, so I think that, like, I mean, like, with drinking, right? Like, some people who drink are alcoholics. Mm-hmm. Some people drink because they just had a long day. Some people drink because they like the taste. I think the same way with sex, right? So there's people who are pursuing sex for lack of self-esteem, lack of love and stuff. But, like, some people, like my man just said, like, some people just like to have sex, like, and that's okay. But, like, I did an episode one day on my show, and it was called Who Taught You How to Be a Man? Because I realized that, like, there's a lot of men who grew up without their father around. There's a lot of men who had toxic relationships with their mother. And you think about the upbringing. So, like, if I'm raised in a household where there was no man around, and, you know, given who my mother might have been, she might not have had a father in her life. How could she have taught that, you know, person out to be a man? So what he's getting is what he gets from the outside. And unfortunately, in a lot of male circles, from, like, literally from even before you're even old enough to, like, produce semen, people are talking about getting girls. Like, I remember walking around growing up, I was like 7, and this boy I was walking with, one of the older guys was like, young boy, you ugly as shit. And the boy was like, I get bitches, though. It couldn't be no older than 7. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about? So, like, if that's your influences from the outside, and these are people who obviously don't care about you, they just are neighborhood boys who say whatever. Once you get up age, it's like, oh, I got to get as many girls. Rappers, all they talk about is getting girls. You see athletes getting caught up in cheating scandals and stuff all the time. Like, so you think at a certain point, like, this is the measure of my manhood, right? Somebody said manhood is measured in the 3 B's, which you can do on the ball court, which you can do in the bedroom, and how big your billfold is. That's what someone told me before, right? So when you think about growing up, that's all you hear men talk about, right? How much money they got. You know what I'm saying? How good they are in sports, mm-hmm. or how many women they're getting. So it gets a certain level of maturity where you get that out of your mind and you're like, that's not what all, like getting a bunch of women isn't worth it, or been there, done that. And I think women do it too. Like, I hear a lot of women now talk about, oh, I had my whole phase. Oh, this was my whole phase. This is my whole phase. They don't go into detail. They don't go into quantity and stuff like that. But I always hear women like, oh, I got to have a full phase, or you need to have a whole phase. So I don't know if that double standard is as large, especially at our age, as it was in, like, high school and early 20s and stuff like that.
No, she's still a hoe.
I was going to say, it's just validation. And even though the validation really don't hold too many weight with everyone, the podcast that y'all had, the episode y'all had recently, you were saying something about if some young guys, if they don't start talking about girls and have a lot of girls, people question if you're straight or gay. Mm-hmm. That's another underlying issue where, especially in the black community, young guys, we quantify being straight with how many women you have. You only got one. Even if you just got one girl, that's not even enough. They still question, you straight. So we've created that monster where it was just like, all right, if you a straight man, you got to have a lot, or if you possibly not straight, you know. So I think when you mentioned that on the recent episode,
right? I'm glad you was listening, because as he was talking, I was saying that's exactly what I was saying. Mm-hmm. I don't want to introduce this to my son. Like, there's other things to think about besides women. Like,
Yeah, when you said that, like, it made me think about like, the conversations I have with my son. My son is 4 years old.
Yeah.
And every time somebody says, oh, he's going to be a heartbreaker. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not worried about that right
yeah,
now.
You're
worried about books and getting everything
right.
done. And I don't want to put that to be his focus. Like you said last week, I don't. That you make that his focus, that's what he's going to do.
Yes.
If you leave him in the house and say, don't eat the cheese, guess what he's going to eat?
He'll eat cheese.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want that to be your focus.
Right.
But at a certain point, we have to have a conversation with our the young men. Because a lot of us grow up without that conversation.
Yeah.
A lot of us learn about sex from our homies that are same age.
True.
You know what I'm saying? That's the first conversation you have about sex with your homies. And everybody in that circle is lying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
everybody,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't have this. You're in third grade. You haven't had anything. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we do. We pump our stats up because it's a stats game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we learn through everybody else's stats. Oh, that's what you do? How'd you do it? Let me do that too, and that becomes our status.
Wow! Right. So I don't have y'all. So I guess what you're saying, so it doesn't really have anything to do with low self-esteem, maybe, or
not always. Sometimes it can, but
so my question is, we're saying on the sometimes from the inside you don't have the right upbringing or you don't have the right influences. You learning from the outside, and everything is a numbers game. And nothing is quality. Nobody's teaching. I don't want to say nobody because, like you said, you do. But a lot of people aren't teaching young boys in the foundation about self-love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. So my question is this numbers thing, like you said, is an ego thing? Is this number thing really making everybody like is this ego thing like prohibiting men from having self-love? Because it's not being taught. It's not being taught, and we see it from the door, even from a child. Boys don't play with dolls. Boys don't cry. Boys don't this. Mm-hmm. But where are we teaching boys how to love?
Mm-hmm.
So you got these men that grow up not knowing, one, how to love themselves, and then, two, how to love a woman. The one thing I appreciated about that man who said this, because this is a man, this wasn't me, the man who said this, he was actually able to dig deep and say, you know, I wasn't taught that. I didn't have that. I didn't have these images. Everything was about how many women you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Now when I look at it, I'm not going on a date with a girl because I know I want to take her home and get some. I go on a date, I'm looking at her like, don't be looking at me for trying to get some because I got standards. Now this guy is saying he got standards and he ain't trying to fuck her on the first night.
I ain't going that far.
Yeah,
he's like that stuff don't matter to him no more because with the right woman, that's going to last a lifetime. So I mean, I just personally appreciate it to hear a man say something like that.
Okay.
No, I was just gonna say it don't always have to be a lack of love. It can also be misdirected. Because you have some men that they love themselves and maybe too much become narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
Because from a young age, everybody's, you know, mom saying, that's my prince, that's my king, he's my world, he's my that. And fueled them so much that it becomes, you know, a narcissistic mentality. So I don't think it's always a lack of love, but I think the energy can be misdirected. And women, well, starting off young girls, they're nurturing. Young boys are trying to conquer.
Right.
And as you get older, that takes on different faces.
Yeah. And as your point, the narcissist is going to use sex as validation.
Exactly.
For his narcissism. They love me. Women love me.
Yeah. That's why I love myself,
but they love me. And I'm going to keep sharing this love of me with other women. Right. And that's that validation.
But if he loved himself, he wouldn't need the validation.
That's a good point. I mean,
when you're soul searching, you're searching how to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're searching for so much more than just where should I be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Soul searching is searching for what's in your own soul and within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So when we speak of the word, let's really think of the definition of the word validation. Validating means to pretty much seek security or seek truth in what it is that you're trying to find.
That's good and everything, but fuck all that. I just got a real question to ask each individual. That's good. All
right, go ahead.
That's good, but I want to bring it back.
Keep it a secret.
So you loving yourself, right?
Right.
So much that you like, I ain't messing with, because I said, y'all ain't hear this. This wasn't on Shit Talk, but it was on one of the lives. Men like girls. You just confirmed that because KB's like, he's like, you want to go home with me and sleep with me? I ain't sleeping with you. You know, whatever homeboy just said in the car, right? You said, hell no, I'm not going that far, right? So you got a good, I want to ask everybody, right? So the guys, you want a girl, you want a car with a girl and she doesn't meet your standards or whatever, whatever that means to you. Are you like turning down the poutine? Because you love yourself? And KB, I want to bring it back to you. Like, we are human, too. So, a lot, like, this, some of it has something to do with
they
self-love.
They expect women to do it.
But, I don't know if they do. Who?
The world, society. We expect women to not be so easily open to men. That's why we call them hoes. So,
it's people that ain't hoes that's standard. Easily open to men. You don't always got to be a hoe. A hoe doesn't, for me, not, is not, it doesn't have anything to do with the body count. It just... how you do it, not how many you do it. So, mm-hmm. But that's my opinion. But
that's,
anywho.
That's where I'm at. So, that's where I'm at.
So, like
if she slept with 10 niggas in 1 month, she's a hoe.
Wait,
I'm saying when we looking at the world, like from
the world view, yeah.
If we step
yeah.
away from this table and let's really keep it a C note.
Mm-hmm. That's how people look at it.
The world is going to call her a hoe. The world, Lori is Lori Horry. We talked about Lori Harvey. We talked about her. This girl has literally been associated with maybe 5 or 6 guys in the last 2 years, and everybody's calling her a hoe.
And that's crazy.
How is that a hoe when this girl's out here sleeping with 10 guys, sleeping with 3 guys in a day?
So everybody here love themselves, right? The guy on Reese. Reese. You love yourself?
most days I do.
Do you love yourself?
I love myself, but I'm not overly in love with myself.
Do you love yourself?
Yeah.
KB, do you love yourself?
Yes.
Okay, if you so you in a car with this guy and you know he ain't shit. Do you love yourself? But you know y'all kicking it. You know he ain't shit. Do you love yourself enough to not give him no poutine? Or you like you there? That's where you at in life? like I want to know.
Why we always gotta bring it?
Because I'm gonna bring it.
Plando, do you love yourself?
No, I love myself, but I'm not. I'm human. So it is some guys, don't deserve it, that gets it.
Right, you're right. So what I'm saying is this man is, he didn't say that this was him all his entire life. He's saying at a point in time, he did not love himself enough, or he didn't even know that it was because of a lack of self-love that he was doing these things. But once he realized that he had a lack of self-love, now he's able to sit in a room with a beautiful woman and not care if he fucks her.
Okay, so I'm a woman. So I ain't think if I can. I'm in a room with a bunch of handsome guys right now, and I ain't trying to hit. but it's a different. So I love myself, and I'm gonna be honest.
That's like, the double standard.
I love myself, and I don't know. It might be another level, but
that's the double standard because we're taking it back to what Undoubted podcast over here says. It's a numbers game. It's an ego thing. It's a conquer you. It's a conquer thing. So we take it back to a numbers thing. If this man is in his car and he sees this beautiful woman and it's a numbers game, I know I can get her and I can conquer this. And by conquering it means getting the pussy. So if he can conquer this, now at the point where he got self-love, I don't need that.
Well, that comedian, the person that you're talking about, that you know got the example from, he's giving you his testimony.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay.
And every man can only speak for themselves.
Right. All right.
So I'm going to be transparent and give you my testimony that doesn't match with his. When I was younger, I had a lot of relations with a lot of women, starting off when I was younger. But my mom passed away when I was 12.
Mm-mm. So you was a hoe.
Yeah, you can call it whatever you want to call it. But my mom passed away when I was 12, and I started having sex at the age of 14. that was the only time in life where I wasn't really thinking about her and I wasn't feeling pain. Mm-hmm. So me having sex wasn't trying to find love for myself. It was filling a void. Mm-hmm. So that don't match your story. Every man might have a different testimony on why he's playing that numbers game. It might be filling the void of pain. It might be self-love. It might be different reasons, but I let everybody tell their reason. Mm-hmm. I don't ever generalize because I've seen there's exceptions to the rule.
But it goes beyond being egotistical. It goes beyond conquering. It goes beyond numbers. So what I'm, so I gave his testimony, but I think with his testimony, again, we're missing the message. Okay. I think what his testimony is saying is once you get to a point where it's no longer, when you found what it is that you are looking for, the void that you are trying to fill, whatever your void is, whatever your journey is, whatever your self-love search is, once you get to the point in knowing yourself and knowing or filling that void or whatever it is, you no longer need to conquer anything because you've already conquered the most important part of it is yourself.
Well, that's a little, so that's, ooh, that's heavy because his is his mom.
I know, I get that, but it's still a void, and it's a void that
you can never feel. Mm-hmm. I can never feel.
So are you still that way?
No. So that's where maturation comes in. That's what we were talking about.
Maturation, that's what I'm saying.
So even with soul searching, it was never love involved. That's what I was trying to get you away from, thinking that was the end of it.
Okay.
It's not a search for love. Sometimes within spirituality, you maturing and just understanding how society has changed. You can't just trust anybody.
Right.
Whereas though years ago, a lot of the chances that I would have took in my youth, I wouldn't dare take it present day, even if I was. I'm married, and if I was single, I wouldn't take it with how society is. Mm-hmm. So as society evolves, hopefully men, women, we all evolve and get better at what we're doing. So, but I don't think it's always a lack of love for a person.
So let me fix what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's necessarily a lack of self. It's a lack of whatever. Because a lack of self-love is a void. Also, so whatever your void is, it's a lack of something. And once you are over that hump, and not that you ever will be fully,
no, but
you know
I get the angle you're coming
because
from.
Because you have matured, and that void no longer pushes you in a direction.
It has power over you.
It no longer, that's what I'm saying. It no longer has that power over you where you feel like you gotta conquer. Mm-hmm. And it might not even sometimes it's not even women. Sometimes it's work. Sometimes it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's just the need to conquer because you're missing something and you need to fill a void.
Now, I think that's most people, though.
Like, I mean, like, most people have something that they have about something that they do to kind of, like, distract them from the BS that life throws at you on a day-to-day basis. So for some people, it's sex. For some people, it's work, like you said. Some people, it's drinking. Some people, it's smoking. Some people, it's, you know, partying. So, like, I don't think that there's nothing wrong with that. I don't necessarily, like, I think single people, like, because I have a lot of friends who are married. Like, I've been in, like, 7 weddings, and I'm only 32. So, like, I've got a lot of friends who are married. But they complain about sex still, like, in the confines of just their relationship. They're like, I want to have more sex. I want to have more sex. Doesn't mean that they don't love themselves. My older guy, my mentor, he's 50, and he told me one day, he said, women need to feel love to have sex, but men need to have sex to feel love. So for some people, especially in the confines of a marriage, if your wife isn't giving you none, and I've been in a relationship, to be transparent, in like my mid-20s, where like we're only having sex like once a month, I was miserable. Mm-hmm. Like there were, like the sex was masking in the confines of a relationship. I'm not talking about womanizing. In the confines of a relationship, sometimes sex can cover over other problems. Like, you know, you might not be, I always say it's easier for me to turn down food if my belly is full, right? So, like, if I'm in a monogamous relationship with you, it's easier for me not to look at other girls and not to be checking nobody out if I know, like, oh, when I come home, like, we're good. But if I'm fighting with you and, you know, Susie from up the block is giving it up for me just texting hey every morning, it's easier for me to do that because, like, I feel like, oh, man, I'm paying bills here and, you know, I'm taking you out on dates and I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm working so hard to have to fight for you for this once a month. Meanwhile, I can send this hey message out, good morning, beautiful, every day and get some. Like, men are logical creatures.
Then Susie is a hoe.
So it's not always emotional. Like, men are logical creatures too. So if you're thinking about it logically, like, damn, it's a lot easier for me to get it in this lane than it is in that lane. I'm going to go down that lane. But I don't think that it's always from like a self-love. Like I said, just because you have a drink, that doesn't mean you're alcoholic. You know what I'm saying? Yes, there are people who drink who are alcoholics. So yes, there are people who have sex who don't love themselves. But sex feels good. Like, sex feels good. Having an orgasm feels good. Climax, it feels good. Like, it feels good. So I don't view sex as a bad thing. And some people have higher sex drives than others. So some people like to have sex a lot more than other people. And that fluctuates, you know, based on where you are in life. And then some people just got to get it out their system. And getting it out their system takes longer for some people than it does for others. So.
Now, on what he said is kind of validating where I am, like my mentality, and there's a lot of people like this. Sex is an energy. It's an energy transference. And some people enjoy that transfer of some energy. I love it. You know what I'm saying? For me, it's not always about the conquest, because the most exciting part about having sex with somebody is the point leading up. It's the unexpected. It's that excitement. It's not knowing what's going on. What we gonna do? What we gonna bring together? Once y'all have had it 100 times, it's like, all right, I know I'm going to have sex, but it's not as exciting because it's the same thing. You know what I mean? But you're still transferring the energy, so that's why you still want it. You dig what I'm saying? And that's why I would eliminate the word hoe from a lot of people. Because like you said, when we have sex 10 times in a month, she might have been feeling that energy. Now, I'm not going to say you feeling the energy with 10 different dudes in 1 month. That's just a hell of a coincidence. But when women give it up on the first date, I'm not going to call her a hoe. Because we might have been vibing. We might have been vibing that whole date, and it might have felt like we connected. Now, I don't feel like you can vibe with everybody, like I said, but I'm not, same thing with me. You can call me a hoe. If I had sex with a woman on the first date, you call me the same thing you call her. But we had that energy, and guess what? We brought it together. I'm not going to look at her any differently because we shared this moment, because you was being real with yourself. In this moment, you felt that. You felt that, listen, I'm feeling this dude. We're gonna take it to that next level. So I'm not gonna hoe shame you.
Okay. So unfortunately, this was really, really a great, great episode. And we're gonna have to bring you guys back in again for like, cause so many things was just said in the last like 10 minutes that could really become like a whole episode on its own, each topic. But we are winding down. We got about 3 minutes to get this the podcast to allow us to record. So with that being said, I am going to thank you all for coming, and I really enjoyed having one brother to another brother in here, undoubtedly keeping it a C-note. So with that being said, one more time, just shout your podcast out. Let us know who you are, and we'll definitely bring you back for part 3.
Tony Horton, Keep It A C-Note Podcast on every social media platform, all platform streaming devices.
And come back with your co-host.
I'll bring it back.
Okay.
It's DP from Undoubted Podcast. It's Undoubted Podcast on Instagram and all the different podcast platforms. It's all good. I love hearing that. I listen to y'all episodes, man. When I hear me, I'm like,
well, this your girl Plan Dell. And all I wanted to say was, Reese, real quick, because I'm sorry.
I'm here.
I ain't ready to go.
You're good. I'm Maurice.
Once a month. I'm glad you said that, because on the guy Justin LaBoy Instagram, they was saying, they asked a question about how often do couples have sex. Is every day, the girl wanted every day. Isn't that too much? The guy said, isn't that too much, ladies? Mm-hmm. And they was like, It was over 4,000 comments. Everybody said, hell no, hell no. And I was like, bitch, please. Because I already know it's been times when only you want to have it 2 to 3 times or less a week. So I'm so glad that you kept it a C-note and was brother to brother.
Undoubtedly.
Thank y'all for coming. I'm crazy, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm in a little hood. But thank y'all for coming. And like KB said, like, oh man, y'all gotta come back, y'all.
Yeah, we gotta do this again.
That was good. Really good.
And listen, don't be afraid to invite Shit Talk Radio to y'all podcast.
Oh, definitely.
Like,
definitely.
You know.
Yeah.
Don't come back here and be a repeat offender and y'all not having this on your show.
Nah, I'm be honest, I'm gonna invite y'all, but we're gonna go longer than an hour. We talk.
Period. You already know. That's my guy over there. He said he was screaming. But listen,
if I can get more than one episode out of it, we could talk for more than an hour. But I need to get another episode out of it.
That's a lot.
Right.
Man, y'all was good tonight, y'all.
Plan Doe, you got anything to say?
Only thing I gotta say is like us on Facebook, share, follow us on Facebook at Shit Talk Radio_. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, and follow my guys. I like these motherfuckers. Okay. Yeah. I like, and they could have a conversation. They wasn't talking on top of each other. Follow them. Y'all heard it. Follow. What's your Instagram? Did y'all already say that already? Because I wasn't paying.
Keep it a C No Podcast.
Follow them on Instagram.
Undoubted Podcast.
Like us, subscribe.
Brother, Reese, what did you say? Go ahead, Reese, one more time.
The My Brother Show.
Thank you.
Period.
All right, and with that being said, thank you for tuning in to Shit Talk Radio, where I talk, we talk.
Shit!
That's crazy, man.